we do. We work and we grind and we play.
Let's go! Let's go! Bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It was a record crowd on day four as 6,000 fans were in attendance here at the UC Health Training Center. It was the first padded practice. The hitting was hard, and we are just 43 days away from that opening kick. Welcome into the UC Health Training Center, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani. And Phil, today, 6,161 fans were treated to a defensive performance.
Yeah, the berm was packed to see the defense put on a show. The quarterbacks really had a tough day, throwing interceptions early, late, a pick six to close practice out by Lorenzo Dawson. You know, when the Broncos hired Vance Joseph to be the head coach, we talked to a few media members down in Miami, and they said the one thing they really liked about Vance Joseph was he was really brutally honest with the media. He said whatever he told the players, he would tell the media, and he did that today for the first time. We really heard him talk about the quarterbacks in a very honest way.
It would have been easy for head coach Vance Joseph to make excuses for his quarterbacks, but as Phil mentioned, not him, not the case today, and the quarterbacks knew that their head coach was not pleased.
Yeah, I like what I saw. Not really. Not really. You know, both guys had issues today. You know, I didn't like what I saw today. Honest. It's NFL football. Make your reads. We have good receivers. They win against anybody. So when you say that, it's not about the overall secondary. It's about the matchup. Okay? 88 and 10 can win. Okay? So find them and throw the ball to them.
As Coach Joseph mentioned, two of the best wideouts in the NFL, you got to make plays.
Yeah, you know, a couple of times Emmanuel Sanders beat Aqib Talib and the throw just wasn't there. And look, there's going to be ups and down days for the quarterbacks. Today just wasn't their day after coming off a pretty good performance on Saturday. So the defense clearly had the upper hand, and especially a guy like Lorenzo Doss. That guy's a ball hawk. I mean, wherever the ball is, that's where he is. He had two interceptions today, and it just seems like film study and paying attention to what guys like Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib and Bradley Roby, he's just soaking it in, and now it's paying off. And, you know, I think he's really responded to the Broncos going out, drafting Brandon Langley. He said, no, hey, I'm still that guy who I can fill in when needed in a dime situation. He wants to be the guy on the field.
We told the people about it yesterday. I mean,
exactly.
Are we going to take credit for Lorenzo here?
He said, hey, Lorenzo, can we have a second after practice? He said, anything for you guys.
Well, we told you about Lorenzo yesterday, and today was no different. Two big interceptions, and his veteran teammates are taking notice.
Man, just eyes, and just knowing the defense being in the right spot, trusting my teammates. They're in great position, so I know I have to be in great position and just making plays on the ball.
Oh, man, Doss is always around the ball. He's always making plays, and that's just who he is. And he just continued to grow and get better. He got big competition this year, and he wanted to just show that he's worthy to be here.
And Doss, you know, he's naturally always around the ball. So if he catches it, he's going to intercept it. But, you know, sometimes he doesn't catch it, so we'd be on his head. But, you know, he had two huge pick sixes for us. And, you know, that's the maturation process. He's becoming, you know, a guy now. So that's good to see.
Lorenzo Doss expected to heavily factor into that no-fly zone depth chart. Another guy that's going to heavily factor into the depth chart, maybe sooner than expected, DeMarcus Walker.
Yeah, you know, they drafted DeMarcus Walker in the second round. They thought that he could be a guy who comes in on third down, a pass rusher from the interior. But, you know, when injuries happen, they lost Shaq Barrett earlier. Now Shane Ray goes out. When you're a rookie, you got to find ways onto the field. And DeMarcus Walker can play outside. He did that at Florida State and said, hey, why not me now? So we saw him move over in practice today, and it seemed like he was doing okay out there. He said it's not that big of an adjustment for him.
Yeah, we asked him afterwards if this was going to be a huge transition. DeMarcus Walker is not sweating it.
It's pretty good. You know, it's something I did in high school, college, of course. So, you know, I'm just trying to help win. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I can do to contribute to this team and help win the Super Bowl. So whatever coach asked me to do, you know, I do it.
When we drafted DeMarcus, okay, our vision for DeMarcus was to be a sub rusher, okay, on third downs and be an inside rusher, and on first, second downs to have the ability to play inside and outside. So obviously, with our outside linebacker numbers down, he's working outside with with Coach Pug, you know, for the next couple of weeks, you know, so we can have some depth there. But on third downs, he can still go inside and do his job that we drafted him for.
Back now with our Broncos insider, Steve Atwater. And Steve, we just heard from DeMarcus Walker and Coach Vance Joseph. When guys make position changes like that, especially during training camp, how difficult can that be? I mean, you've probably seen it with cornerbacks and safeties, but how hard can that be during this early period?
I think it can be difficult. However, in DeMarcus Walker's case, he's played on the edge in college. He was very successful at it, and I don't think it'll